You were late to the party and couldn't affect the outcome, but a tough night.
Yeah, it was a tough one to take, especially obviously being ahead in the game. And then they concede two in the second half. It's obviously very disappointing. But, you know, I think credit to them. They started the second half very well and put us on the back foot, and we just couldn't really get going. You know, disappointing night in a sense, but look, the good thing about football is another one comes is around the corner quickly now on Monday, so we'll be looking to put things right then.
You started really well as a team. You could have had a couple of goals at the end of the first half, and then the second half seems to unravel a wee bit. They start to get the footing and they take over from there, get two decent chances, two good goals that they scored.
Yeah, they took the goals well. Definitely a game of two halves. I thought we were extremely dominant in the first half. And obviously, yeah, disappointing not to be more in front. But, you know, such is football that only one goal in at half time, they had something they come out and fight for. And credit to them, they did. They started the second half quick, fast, but it was in the back foot. We couldn't get control of the game like we did in the first half. And they took their two goals very well. And we had chances as well to get back into it, but we didn't take them. And then disappointing, obviously, to get the goal we scored chalked off. But, you know, it's one of them things. We'll not get too low about it. And we'll just prepare and recover ready to go again now on the road on Monday.
It's only still early in the season, Danny, but a great start for Derry.
Yeah, no, it is. And we know that ourselves as players in the dressing room. No, nobody was getting ahead of themselves. I know there's a lot of hype and all about the place, and you know, a lot of plaudits getting handed out to the boys, and rightly so in a sense. But you know, we were never getting ahead of ourselves. Still a very humble group. We knew it was going to be a long, long way. We're going to have ups and downs. So now it's just about how we deal with them downs and bounce back now on Monday, and then back here again at home on Friday. So we're looking to take maximum points from it if possible.
Even a defeat tonight, your youngest players will pick great experience from a night like this and an occasion like this.
Yeah, no, it was. You seen the stadium? It was packed out. Barely a seat available. So yeah, like you say, there's a lot of. We have a good mixture of young boys and experience in the team. You know, so yeah, I think it was a learning curve for all of us, not just the young boys. But yeah, like you say. You know, these are you see the nights at home at home tonight, and the crowd, the place is bouncing. So yeah, just disappointing. Obviously, overall, just to not get the 3 points and end up.